come. Now, you've survived the android. You survived the five bodies. You survived the heptad, maybe. You haven't survived the octet, but you can't go past the android mean.
Is the heptad the seventh level?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Are we in the heptad zone yet?
We can't really say because we're not sure. And the reason we're not sure is because it's not known. And the reason it's not known is because there's a rip. And the reason there's a rip is because of William Irwin Thompson's ambivalence regarding the realm of reality, which is what Lennon LaRouche cautioned from when he was pushing against Croker's anomalous, analogous condition of retort. It's always something trying to get you, hey?
Is it like I was walking around last 40 years, a amazing Superman of the voice, of the mouth, and whatever I said happened. So because I
focused on Thompson, it didn't happen until just now. So you were a liar until a few minutes ago.
Right. And because I focus on Thompson and all these nobodies, McLuhan, LaRouche, they become important in the balancing of things.
No. No, you made them part of the conversation. They didn't have
that's
to
I mean.
Be.
I okay. made them.
But don't say,
I made
that.
Them
don't,
be
say it, don't say it that way. Don't say it that way because you're saying you're recognizing someone as very important and you made them important. No, they were not important. They were non sequitur nothings. Thomas Pynchon would have more to do with reality had you embraced them, but you didn't embrace him. You just said he could write good.
Is he mad that I didn't embrace him?
He doesn't notice you, Bob. It's all good. He didn't make it. He didn't make it, so it's okay. It's kind of like Kamala Harris at the border. She's not going to the border. She's going 8 hours from the border and thinking she's doing something.
Yeah, but Pynchon's in my chart.
We know. So is Furry Lent. You don't give him much of a shout-out. We have to support him, or you'd let him fall completely off the wagon.
Yeah, that's Larry Flint, you mean.
Furry Lent, yes, that's right.
Yeah. So
Larry,
I was very powerful. I was very powerful only lately, and anything I talk about happens.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair, Bob. No. Wait now. Slow up. You were always powerful. You were just a damn liar. Now what you lie is the truth. But you were always very powerful. I mean, why would a whole goddamn religion come up against you? Why would a whole religion want to wish you and cajole you to ask cancer? Why would they do that? If you were in a clear and present danger, why would they notice you or care? Why would Andrew Crystal give up his vicarious livingness regarding his stake in the McLuhan Foundation were it not for your precipitous engagement? Why would he do that?
I'm not sure what you're saying. He gave up everything involved with Andrew and the McLuhan people because of me doing what? What did I do?
Because you wouldn't go away. Everything he did, you were still standing. And everything he knew, you knew better. And everything he was proclaiming, you were there. Everything, you were the clearance, you were there. You were present. He couldn't talk about the Last Supper, Bob, because you were sitting there.
Well, and so that means he quit the McLuhan scene.
Well, he's a non sequitur now, eh?
Hmm. Does he have a job in the New Zealand government? I heard he became an administrator kind of guy in the university.
Well, no, it's only going to be for 30 seconds because he has no surety. In New Zealand, you have to have surety. He doesn't have that. So he's going to become an appellate jurist.
What's that? An appellate jurist.
You can look it up.
Is he going to have a job? Is he in administration of educational university world now?
No. He's trying to be, but he's not.
Right, and he's not going to get there.
No.
He
hitched his dream to the wrong star, Bob. He could have had it all. He'd have followed you. He'd have hooked to you. He could have won the day. He could have reset right. all of academia in fucking New Zealand with you.
Right.
He
yeah.
could have presented the entire stages, all the seven stages of alt slack. There are seven stages of alt slack that you have preached to the cows come home. And we wish you'd thoroughly develop them now, please.
Okay. What's that phrase? Appellate Jarrett? Is that the phrase?
Appellate Jarrett. Jurit. Jurit.
Jurit. Appellate Jurit. What does the appellate jurisdiction do?
Well, we'll see. That's what he's trying to be.
Trying to reverse and modify the lower court's decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. What? You're a judge and you reverse the lower court's decision? Or you're a lawyer and does that?
You tried to do that. He's trying to become a part in the position that changes the way it appears that you make a cake. He's trying to change the way you make a cake. That's what he's trying to do in the bank, in the business, in the hopper
university.
Of academia, in the hopper.
Right.
There's no university. There is no university. There's no uni-versity anymore, Bob. It's an omniverse. There's an omniversity now. There is no university any longer. They're no longer tied to academia. There's an omniversity, that's all. That's one of your points that you're going to preach hard on. If you ever shake yourself and know what you're doing.
What is the omniverse university?
As opposed to a universe, an omniverse is multiverses of the same conversation, which is what you've been preaching since Joe Dunn Sloan.
Chinese defector.
Nope.
What did he do? Is he a real defector? And is that going to favor
yeah.
Trump, whatever he tells?
Maybe. Yes, maybe. He's being held in abeyance presently, yes.
And why did he defect? Did he get seduced by the mountain?
He got caught.
He got caught.
He
so
didn't
he defected.
He didn't escape. If he didn't escape, he was going to be killed. If he didn't get over here and tell shit, he was not. We were going to kill him. Somebody was going to kill him, Bob. You can't go against the Sinaloan cartel and live.
And Sinaloan cartel is a metaphor for the Chinese Communist Party?
No, Sinaloan cartel is who's running mafioso in lower U.S. today.
Yeah. I said the other day, I asked JW or maybe you. No, it was you. Who? I said, did the Mexican cartel Sinaloan put Biden in the government? In the White House, and you said yes. They're way more influential in America, and then you said there's basically no America left. That means the decent middle-class white America is gone?
Today, but not long, just today.
Is it more extreme during the RIP, or it happened before the RIP?
I'm more extreme during the RIP.
Right, on here. So this Chinese defector, he's being held in abeyance. Is he going to be an advantage
yes.
to us? Okay.
Yes, move on. We've got time. We've got things to do. Let's go.
Yeah. Stop imitating me. yeah, you're imitating me.
You are delicious, you motherfucker. You're delicious. You know that. But you're a motherfucker, but you're delicious.
Right. What is the with some questions?
I
have a theory that lesbianism happened because boys weren't interested in girls in school anymore because the girls were given away for free. So then the girls, they gave it away free for a while, but then they got ignored, so they had to go lesbianism. What do you make of that theory, Ion?
That's the case, but that's not just that. That's not an ipso facto. That's an as well. All humans are androgynous, meaning they
yeah.
have both parts. Okay, so they just want infiltration. When we say infiltration, they want attention. They want safety. They want comfort. They want to be safe. Okay? Boys have a different expression. They have an incredulous resolve to copulate. And they don't really care where or how. I mean, you know, if they're getting a blowjob, they don't really care who's giving the blowjob. They just want the blowjob. It's very relative after that, you see. Now, that's a based way to say it, but it's the truth. They're trying to have completion. They don't care who, what, when, where, how. Ugly girls need loving too, Bob. I mean, they don't have any regard to that. It's not about that. So the point is that because the females have shifted or changed the way they gauge interaction, it has debased the value of said interaction. And that's the problem.
Right, so what guys, they like to have sex all the time, then they started getting it, and it flipped into an indifference or changed because they never had it that way
now,
before.
Now I want to choose. Now I want you. Oh, no, get away. Oh, Don't even try. So the boys become, they become the pimpers. You know how now we have to go back to your day, Bob. Remember the flappers? Remember you used to have the flappers? They were going around and shaking it. They shake. That Sinatra girl you used to like so much, these boots was made for walking. That ridiculous position has shifted, you see, because the flappers made what they had more valuable than what the boys could even consider. Or maybe back in the days when they had the fan dancers where you never saw anything, but you thought you were seeing everything. But you were seeing nothing, really, really, really. But the allure was worth more. Basically, as you would say, the chase was more valuable than the catching. But then they made catching easy. Catching was so easy that wasn't important anymore. And when catching became not important, that bolstered the interaction of boys doing whatever boys do and then girls doing whatever girls do and yada, 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 yada. And then next thing you know, we have somebody that can run a triathlon as a boy. And then we have the next year, the same boy can say he's a girl and win the triathlon as a girl. Seems kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? So all bets are off is the correct short version of the soliloquy.
Okay, so McLuhan would say that this kind of electrified body through TV, radio, and the digital media diminished the sensations of the chemical body because people got addicted to the sensations of the dangling ganglia, I call it. That's a factor.
Yeah. Don't say addicted because they lost their addiction.
No, that's right. No, McLuhan always shied away from using the word addiction. That wasn't good enough, accurate enough, or something. But I'm saying that the girls in high school, got more promiscuous because they were watching their TV, their radio, the eye cells, the electrified numbness of the electrified state diminished the importance of the chemical body, making them more promiscuous. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's a factor in our life?
Yeah. Norma Ray. She settled that back in the days of Kennedy. And happy birthday to you, Mr. President. See, she ruined it because that was the harlot or the vulgar version of what the female adaptation of a coitus-related partner would purvey. See,
right.
She died on drugs, or they killed her in the whole nine yards. But see, that's how that flows. That's what that means. Good. Where it started.
Yeah, with that scene, she was offering herself too obviously.
Yes,
she was being a high school
girl. She made it, and so what she did was she based that whole interaction to the point that it not only made it special for President Kennedy, but she was offering it to every goddamn body.
Right.
Kind of like, rut row, Spanky. If everybody can have this baloney is just common baloney. I don't want that baloney. I want special baloney. I want baloney that everybody else ain't had a bite of yet, you see. And there's the rub.
And that's all because that did was, television.
Uh-huh.
You
and
see,
the interaction with the Android meme. The interaction
right,
with the Android meme.
The beginning of the Android meme, 1960. So you have Kennedy becomes surprisingly president because of TV, the invisible factor, and Marilyn Monroe becomes the effect you just described because of television. Now, that's a major factor. It's not the whole because, right? But McCloom was right to point this out.
Of course, and he went even further. He went even further. You can take it all the way up today, which has been created an entire TikTok. Do you even know what TikTok is, Bob?
It's a game. Like Instagram. People go on there and post stuff.
It's worse. They make little mini videos. So you can see every naked person you ever want to see. You can see every titty, every vagina, every uterus, every penis, every shape of penis, every naked man. Naked man won't naked man. You want making fun of their grandmas and the dogs talking bullshit. I didn't know dogs could talk bullshit, but they do on the TikTok. Ooh, they talk shit on the TikTok. Okay. That's a 30-second attention span. Or maybe a 3 minute. If it's real good, it's 3 minutes. But the maximum is 3 minute attention span. So that's what you have digressed or divested yourself into. If you can't get them off in 3 minutes, you lose. See, it's gotten even worse. Because now it's made everything so, what do you call it, when you've had so many spicy things that nothing has any flavor? You've tasted every flavor, so there's no flavor. Do you know what we mean when we say that way?
That's sated or numbed.
Numbed? Okay, so now you've seen everything. You've seen everything. You've seen titties hanging to the knees. You've seen butts hanging to the floor. You've seen things you can't see. So much so that everybody in the society or the societal woes, which is what we talk about more often than most anything else, it's right up there with ascension, is engagement and coitus with other human individuals. So basically, Bob, they've morphed themselves into nothingness. They ain't sleeping with boys or girls no more, Bob.
They're what? Did you say sleeping?
Yeah, they're not sleeping. They're not fucking boys or girls anymore. They're not doing either.
That's why,
so
that was what my original question
sexual.
Was.
It was, and we support it.
Right, but the girls are not giving away in high school today.
If you'll take it, they'll give it to you. Hell yeah, if you'll take it, they'll give it to you. They'll rock your world if you'll give it to them. But all of a sudden, you're like, oh, man, no. Yeah, no. Say, excuse me, ma'am, I don't like bad smells. Oh, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. You're not quite the fit form I had in mind. Well, yes, ma'am, thank you so much. But, yeah, maybe another time. Hey, wait, do you expect me to do, rainbow kiss? Oh, yeah, no, we're not doing none of that. We're not doing none of that.
Okay, Ion. The boys are more driven by sex and orgasm than the girls. The girls want security, blah, blah, blah. The men just want clarity.
Wow.
It got disrupted.
Maybe.
That's what caused the change. The boys got disrupted by the electric
effect. Now the boys don't need anything. They can just get on the TikTok, do their little lottie, let everybody oogle them or type little words about them and make them all rowdy. And then they can have a TikTok about boys smelling boy socks, and they can get off on that. How ridiculous is that, Bob? And that becomes a whole meme. That now you can have sock sex. Now you can have sock sex, Bob. You can have sock sex on the TikTok. You don't even have to see no socks. They having sock sex. This whole thing, pedophilia, it makes a whole meaning of new pedophilia as in the feet-philia. What is that when you like feet?
Right.
When you like a feet, like feet. Okay,
feet,
not pedophilia. That's like children. Yeah. So the point is this has now replaced itself again to the point where now you can long for on the TikTok forms, male, female, anything you want to see. Fuck, you can see anything you want to see now, just saying on the TikTok. You can see it. It's only for a second.
Why?
It's only for a minute.
Right. Well, why do you see more on TikTok than Instagram?
Oh, by far, because it has the attention span is shorter. Who can keep
what
up?
What made it shorter?
Instagram goes on for days. Nobody wants to listen for 9 hours for you to talk about how pretty your goddamn elbow holes are, Bob. They don't give a fuck about your elbows. They don't care about your Kobe Bryant stickers. They don't care about your Pokemon collection. They're not interested in your pins. They're not interested in your goddamn pictures. They're not interested in you telling them how rich and fat and wonderful and beautiful they are and how you're getting fucked more than anybody else in the world. They're not interested in all that bullshit. They want to know. They want to see what your dog is saying. They want to see what your dog is missing. They want to see what your cat is fighting over. They want to see how your cat talking about mama, and I'm going to beat your ass. And you bitch. I'm gonna beat his ass, and he scratched mama. My nose is bleeding. I'm crying. I don't like it. Or having the little baby say, "Mama, fuck your bitch ass," and then daddy flips the flip flop up, and mama catches you to go beat the baby with a flip flop because they talking smack on it. That's what they won't see now, Bob. That's interesting. That's
well,
interesting.
How did
just as you're having a laugh the, about it, that's engaging, and they're not fucking. They're doing the TikTok. They're not engaging.
Right,
they're not doing what they
it?
Should be doing.
I know. What does the TikTok technology offer? What did it? What was the new thing about it that made it popular?
Do you know? Okay. Do you know Ozzie and Harriet?
Yeah.
Ozzie and Harriet was ridiculously popular. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. The same thing that made Ozzie and Harriet popular, the same thing that made I Love Lucy popular, is the same thing that's making TikTok popular, except it only lasts 3 minutes or 2 minutes or 30 seconds.
So it's a video Twitter.
From an
it's
hour.
A video. Yeah, it's a video
it's better
Twitter.
Than Twitter. It's better than Twitter. Twitter you have to
yeah.
read. This has content. Twitter has no content. It's just blah, 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 blah. That's all Twitter is. Blah, 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 blah. That's all it is. They're saying
yeah,
something
I know.
About saying
I got
something
that.
About saying something. Nobody cares about that. I don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck about what you say about something that's a fuck? Nobody fucking gives a fuck about what you fuck about fucking. Fuck it. Fuck Twitter. There's no words. You know, you're not trying to emulate anything. You're trying
I got
to say
that.
What's
I
wrong
got
with
that.
Somebody
that
else.
You're using up my time. You're using up my time.
TikTok.
Okay, listen.
TikTok is full frontal content in 3 minutes or less. You get to
okay.
choose the content.
Right, it's a limit. The Twitter had a limit for a while of letters and
yeah, but
it
didn't matter. They were just reading. They were just reading. It was no good.
Yeah, I know. Now it's a full video image and it's a 3 minute limit. That's the point. Okay, so does China own TikTok and Trump was going to ban it and Biden let Trump TikTok? What's happening with TikTok as an environment? Is it winning? Did China own it?
We. Doesn't matter who owns it. We like it, Bob, and it's going to carry on for now.
All right, so Trump tried to stop it. Didn't work. Biden's letting it in, right? So everybody's
mm-hmm.
doing TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
What kind
it's
of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff would I, that I naturally can do, my talents, would apply to TikTok? What could I do
oh,
on
that's
TikTok?
Easy. That's easy. You ask Carolyn to go on TikTok and hold on. She got to have a phone. You don't have a phone, so you can't do the TikTok. But she does.
Yeah.
So you have a little button in the middle at the bottom, and you push the button. And you know when you go outside and you do your pull-ups, and you do your naked
yeah.
pull-ups? Do
yeah.
30 seconds of you doing your naked pull-ups. And talk about how, talk about how Media College destroyed the Android meme. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
While you're doing your pull-ups. All right. Do it when you... Do it like you remember Baywatch at Mr. Hasselhoff, Mr. Hasenbacher, what's
yeah,
his name?
Yeah.
From Baywatch. When
Hitler,
he come out
Hitler.
Naked Hitler off, Hasselhoff.
Yeah, yeah, we got
Hasselhoff.
Him. We got him.
When you come out of the water with your perfect hair and you're all glistening in the seawater and no orca whales or sharks have eat your ass or nothing. And you got your see your little hoo-hoo and your big old pubic hair is pushing out of your little panty short, your little panty drawers that you wear in the ocean. And you walk out half her film and you're coming up but walking up by the ocean for 30 seconds. And then you can just kind of nod. That would be the perfect TikTok. They would go crazy. They were so crazy.
And then you can put down the tick that bottom says, how do I look for, 94 years old? I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Do you miss me yet?
Then you can put in the parentheses, quote unquote, coming to a girl near you.
Yeah, beside a girl. I will spill my seed beside her.
Coming beside a girl near you. That'd be fun. And then go crazy, Bobby. Now don't show your pee pee. If you got a nice penis, we like that. But don't show your pee pee. They don't like that. But you can have like the outline and the penny draws. That's all right. Didn't you watch a little of the Tiki Talk and you can see how the Tiki Talk goes? Miss Melvin used to make a song about little boxes made of Tiki Talk.
You sent them to me that past week. I've noticed that. That is
the whole xenocracy of this new medium age. This is what the RIP provides for, the perfect scenario. Because someone's thinking, okay, it's only 30 seconds. It's only a minute. Okay, it's a minute and a half. But they'll spend 8 hours looking at the Tiki Talk. over and over. They get lost in the scroll. It's unbelievable. It's on and on and on and on. It's unbelievable.
Okay, I got that. What do you mean by xenocracy? Which I don't use that word. I use xenocrony. But what do you mean by xenocracy? What is that?
Okay, tell them what you call xenocrony.
Yeah. Oh, tell you?
What you mean by xenocrony. No, tell them.
Yeah. Well, Zappa coined the term because he would take a bass solo from one song and then take a guitar solo from a completely different song, no rhythm similarity or anything, and sync them up with the intention of having them conflict. But they'd often merge or be acceptable, and he said, "What? I didn't want them to synchronize." But it strangely did. So Zeno means strange. So he said, this strange synchronization that I was trying to avoid keeps happening. So I adopted that to my world where I'm always, things are always matching, reflecting me, movies about me. I didn't intend it. I didn't notice it. Other people see it and said, hey, that movie's about you. So I kept having this strange synchronicity with the media world that other people didn't have. They had private synchronicity, but I was talking about it. Then other people noticed it, so they would tell me. Most people only notice the synchronicity themselves in their own world, their own subjectivity. So I adapted the strange synchronizing of the Android meme with me. And so I called that Bob's xenocrony. So then you say xenocracy.
Xenocracy is when you apply, let's say you're playing cards, like a deck of cards. Xenocracy is when you play an ace of spades and then someone else plays an ace of spades. Well, there can only be one ace of spades. So xenocracy is that both have the ace of spades. So when we say xenocracy, we're saying two versions of the same outcome that can't be possible together.
In other words, you're bringing in what is the reality we humans haven't really noticed is that there's more than one world. Xenocracy is the overlaying of different worlds.
Multi-capacities, which is as portrayed in the series The Gift, three seasons. And you're not going to watch it, but other people will, and it'll be meaningful. Bert went through a great big blowout with it the other night, which is amazing, because it shows the details specifically. We don't have to spend 20 hours explaining. You can just watch the show and see what you see. So that's beautiful. Good.
Yeah, you're not saying what it showed. But it showed something.
It showed xenocracy.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've taken that word and applied a completely different meaning, unless me and Zappa were doing xenocracy and didn't know it.
Well, maybe. Because we'll see. We'll see. Because right now you don't necessarily know that yet. Because then you haven't even finished your chart yet. And if you can't finish your chart, you can never experience xenocracy. But because nobody can compare your finished chart because you haven't finished it yet. So that's xenocrony.
Right. You did originally explain the xenocrony I had with the Android meme was because I lived ahead of myself. Is that an early erroneous statement compared to democracy?
It's an ad hoc. It's an ad hoc reference. An ad hoc reference to a potential. You see the synchrony as a potential, not as a completion. Mm. And we say you had to do it so we can compare it to see if anybody else's TT is as big as your TT. Until you compare them, there's no synchrony.
There's no completion.
Correct. Correct. So you can't have synchrony unless you finish your work. So when you finish your tiny note, and you finish the big note and the tiny note, then we can compare it and see if anything else compares to it. But you haven't finished.
Okay.
We hope you hurry. We want to support you in that, Bob. We do support you, though.
Right. So I was, as you were talking, I was thinking this, that you'll talk along, I'm following you, and then it might shift into some things I can't follow. But then I don't worry about that. Then it comes back, and I start getting a game. But this is the illusion or the activity of the mind, the being of the mind and the not being. You can understand something that at a certain point, it'll flip beyond your mind's capacity to take it in. And that's why the mind is limited. And you have to accept the non-being of the mind, because all explanations will lead to the non-being experience, where you just can't follow it anymore. Correct? That's what that's the part of living we're talking about in the human world. The action of the mind, the drama of cognition.
No, it's not that. It's an analog rhythm.
So if you have you can sustain the rhythm for as long as you can, and then you are understanding. You lose the rhythm.
You have to be analog. Because if you go beyond 8 tracks, you lose it. You can't do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So nobody can follow the world the last 30 years because it's been digital.
Well, nobody that's polynomial can.
What's polynomial mean?
Look it up.
So... So what McLuhan called discarnate, disembodied, we're calling non-analogical. It's non-analogical. That's why the chemical body gets indifferent. That's why the boys got turned off sex. They couldn't handle the digital.
If you're using polynomial as an adjective, then that would include all aspects. Yeah, many terms. So if someone, let's say you're a guy, let's say you're a homosexual, if you're polynomial, then you have several terms. So you would look at all boys, but you might not want to sleep. Just because you're homosexual doesn't mean you want to sleep with every boy that is. You might have choices and preferences in the boy sector class that you're choosing from. Same way as if you're heterosexual, okay, from a polynomial condition, you might like, you might be a chubby chaser. You like them thick girls. You like them, you like them thick girls or somebody with a big old honky butt or something, or nice big titties or something. You might like that. That's the polynomial version allows you to have that condition. But what we're talking about is you have 2 algebraic terms, especially the sum of several terms that contain different powers of the same variable. That's very key. If you understand that expression gives you a vast amount of capacity and a sociocentric view.
Yeah,
it's huge if you can embrace that.
Is that quadrophenia in mathematics?
It would. It would be, but most people, you know what quadrophenia is. Most people don't. You do, but most people don't. Most people use it wrongly. They use quadrophenia as something that's less than or not known or beyond the capacity of engagement. And that's not why you mean it at all. So... See, that they're too clever by half.
This might be approximating quadrophenia. This is a definition on the side of polynomial. In mathematics, a polynomial is an expression consisting of variables and coefficients that involves only the operations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and non-negative integer exponentiation of variables. That's pretty quadratic. Four processes there. The tetrad.
It is. But we like it okay, when we got the sum of several terms contain different powers of the same variables is a broader way to say things. Because then that includes like a trigonometric function or a calculus abrogate. So
ours is
larger capacity.
Right. It sounds like yours takes quadrophenia and brings it back to the dialectical, brings it back to binary.
Maybe. No, wait. Maybe. But see, the problem with that is that we're only literal. So that's very logical that you'd come into that. So, see, that would be like the Latin part of saying with more than two parts, or a multinomial. That's the same way. Pattern or multinomial. That's the same thing. So in that case, yes, you're absolutely right. But we would have to gauge and give that there's a larger dynamic beyond us that would be included in that conversation. That's where Scott would clean our clock. Scott would say, no. I got a PhD in that. I know that. Then he would win because we're limited to the literal. So that's the process.
Right.
So he could tear that up if he wanted to. So we'll give him a kudos. We haven't given him an attaboy in a long time. But he makes some fine stew, though, Bob. He makes some fine stew.
Okay. So if you're doing quadrophenia, you'd say, well, there's enhancing, obsolescence, retrieving, and flipping in the opposite. But you reduce
well,
it to the binary.
Wait.
No, let me finish the point. No, wait. That's what I do. Or I'm saying that's what quadrophenia is. You reduce it to a binary. You just say we're retrieving, obsolescing, retrieving, obsolescing, retrieving. You drop two parts of the tetrad.
Yeah. In my world, it's always either pitching or catching. We're fucking, okay,
right.
Are you pitching or are you catching? That's all there is. Because after that, are you sucking? Well, that's understood. Are you doing this? Okay, that's understood. Are you going to lick their ear? That's a given. You're going to lick their ear either way.
Okay, let me say, that's because you're not human. The human adds the other two in the imaginative, co-creative, subjective, hallucinating aspect of a human's cognitive
drama. Which is TikTok. That's exactly what TikTok is. Perfect.
It's quadrophenia.
It is TikTok. And people go,
Not your binary. It's not your binary.
No, not our binary. No, because if you showed us pictures what we can see on a TikTok, somebody would wake up pregnant, Bob. Somebody would wake up pregnant. If you can see it, because they're not going to leave it for 3 minutes and then say that. Oh, no. Hell no. You be still. Now, we a lover. We not a fighter. You be still. We'll love you. So that's the difference.
TikTok and something can only be up there for 3 minutes? I thought it was allowed to be 3 minutes long.
That's the maximum. The maximum is 3 minutes. And you can listen to it again, but it's only a 3 minute cycle. Then you got to scroll. You got to go another one. And there's 20 million of them motherfuckers. You got to keep going. And then check this out. Let's say you like a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, large mammaried females with thick thighs. Not that. And no bad smells and good hair. And with high heels and good culture. And you start setting your sights on those that you like and follow, the next thing you know, the algorithm sets it up. And so every blonde-haired, blue-eyed, well-endowed, thick-thighed, hot mama with a big camel toe with medium-good heels, that's all you're going to see them talking about. They'll tell you how to make a chili mac casserole and tell you how to vacuum the flow and tell you how to make the dog lay down and all this kind of fun. They do everything on the sun, moon, and stars. Get in the car and talk about how they whoop their neighbor's ass and how they slept with this one or that.
But it only lasts
on
for 3 minutes. The 22 characters,
only.
Whatever, 140 characters on Twitter, in the TikTok, it's only going to be visible for 3 minutes. That's saying,
great.
Right?
And then
you
got to
find it.
And then there's another. And then there's another. You can't ever come back. We don't know where you go. You can follow them, and maybe you can see something, but it's hard. No matter. That's past. Now that's the rearview mirror. Once you scroll, that's a rearview mirror. Next. Because you got 20 million you haven't seen today, and there's going to be 40 million tomorrow, so you're behind. You fucked up.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. Now, when we do Jack's show, how many basketball, football, professional stars are watching? And why are they intrigued if they are?
It varies between 3,000 to 4,000, give or take. But now they have the reboots, you know, the redos that they come back to, because he does excerpt stuff. He doesn't tell you that, but he does excerpted stuff that they have access to. And then he pimps it pretty hard. He'll send it to them and rub it down their throat how he's got everything going on and they got nothing going on. When they had everything going on and he got thrown out because he was a nothing thing. Now all of a sudden he was having palatial based relationships with the owners, and all of a sudden he got some kind of deal. He somehow got worked out. We don't know what the hell is going on because he ain't that good. And he just kind of goes, well, he's got a good 3-point shot. And he's got Jermaine. Jermaine's pretty hot. That's all right. Everybody likes her. That's all good. That's no problem. But he comes back around. It's like how he's got everything going on now and they got nothing going on now. Because their bullshit ain't no good no more. It's kind of like the Champlain Towers, Bob.
So it's not because of me. It's his show in general attracts attention.
No, you are his attention. Because see, without you validate what he's got.
Yeah, his language.
See, he's pimping. Well, see, niggers like trillionaire talk. Niggers ain't trillionaires. So niggers like trillionaires talk. So, my nigga, let's talk about a trillionaire. He's Bob Dobbs. He's a trillionaire. And I'm like, so what? He's not going to give you none. He's not going to give you. Why are you going to listen to somebody that's a trillionaire that won't give me none? If you're going to give me $1 trillion, you're going to give me your trillion. By God, I don't want to hear what you motherfucking got to say. Tell me something, motherfucker, and then give me that $1 trillion, and we'll call this a day. But you ain't giving him no $1 trillion, so why am I going to listen to you?
That's what Quavo said. When he found out I wasn't going to give him any money, he got dead left. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, and then he whooped an ice, and then an ice whooped him, didn't he?
Yeah. What's he doing today?
That
is
happened.
Is he invisible?
He ain't sucking the dick of the bead no more. I'll guarantee you that. That's
okay,
Justin
so I
Bieber,
to say,
by the way. Justin
the
Bieber. Yeah, the Beeb.
Right.
He's a great Beeb is a great fan of yours too, Bob, when he ain't high.
Okay. Did he find out about me through Jack's show?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He did.
So the digital or the
it
Android
was a condition. It was a condition of his parole, Bob.
Right. Does he regard me as a Canadian?
No. Oh no, he doesn't do that because you can't have regard. See, parole, he has to do 2,000 hours of customer service. No, 2,000 hours of, what do you call it when you do
community.
Community. We never lived in a community. We don't know that word, community service. So he does that at ionandbob.com. It's good. It's a good service. They give him credit for it.
Okay, so the era of the digital, the Android meme coming into the tech body, that has made masturbation extremely engaged in. People have masturbated more.
If they'll do it, see the problem.
No, but a lot of people do it more. More people masturbate now than ever, probably because of the auto isolation of the digital world.
Somewhat,
right?
Somewhat, but here's the yes, Bob. No. Yes, no. Yes, they are. Yes, but that's not the point. The point is, after a little while, if you don't engage, you don't engage. See, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. So if you're not either engaging in coitus or relieving yourself like daily, and you start saying daily, who the fuck jacks off every day? You ain't fucking every day. Who fucks every day? Wait a minute, how does this work? We're going, well, that's like the minimum. Like, well, I fuck once a week. Okay, I masturbate on Tuesdays. Yeah, Tuesday's my day. I got that. No, see, they're doing less and less and less. Okay, every other Tuesday, I get lucky. Every other Tuesday. that goes on and on and on. So it's like, okay, three times a year I get off. Three times a year I'm faithful as a day is long. Three times a year. See, what happens is you lose that perfunctory capacity. Most humans have a hard-on, males have a hard-on three times a night, but they're not ejaculating three times a day. That's the rub. So we're saying they certainly could, and if you're in the motion and you start giving and producing, the more ejaculate that you expel, the more ejaculate that you produce. The less ejaculate you expel, the less you produce. So now what happens is, kind of like, then next thing you know, you're rolling along and you're fucking for an hour and a half and you finally ejaculate and it's one drop of cum. There's nothing there. There's, you know, you ejaculate and it's like a little puff of dust. It's like a little shot of talcum powder. It's like, God damn, that's it. Okay, freeze-dried sperm. There we go. We got this one, Tora. So the point of being functional is to function. And what happens is they use the excuses in the conditioned responses. Now, we say these words often. They use these excuses in the conditional responses to make excuses of why they're not engaging. And that's why we bust them balls. We bust them balls. Don't you sit here. You got a big old dick and ain't fucking, what the hell's wrong with you? Here, get right. Get lined yourself up. Get yourself together. Get that dick wet. You ain't getting your dick wet. Then what's wrong with you? You simple. You gimpy. What's wrong with you? Function. You see? We could do the same thing about blowing your nose. You don't blow your nose. Well, goddamn, what's wrong with you? You blow your nose. Get them boogers out of that nose. Blow that nose and clean it. Well, that doesn't seem quite the same allure as orgasms, but same thing applies. You don't clean your ears, you nasty motherfucker. Get some Q-tips and clean them damn ears out. That's filthy. Wash them damn ears.
Okay. Function. Yeah.
But we don't focus on that. They're using less and less excuse.
To do what? Using less and less excuse.
They're using more and more reasons or using an excuse of why not to engage. Either for masturbation, coitus, fucking, unfucking, non-fucking. They're not coming. That's the thing. They're not orgasming.
Okay.
That's the problem. And if they would do that, we wouldn't talk about it all the time. If everybody was getting busy, we wouldn't talk about it at all.
Right. I know. I get that. So did John of Patmos see this malaise come over humanity with the... later technological stages?
He did, and pointed out in the vile judgments. This is what happens if you don't engage. This is what happens as you instigate or incite the vile judgments, just as John portrayed in Revelation. Have you sold any of those, Bob? You should sell a few of those. They should buy those.
Did Nostradamus see that?
Well, yes, but from a different level. Nostradamus was trying to work out from Catherine de Medici's Iron Throne to live long enough to be not an obstructionist. Nostradamus was right, but he didn't want to be an obstructionist. And that's why you got named and Carolyn got named. And we'll do that as a series if you want to, but we got to finish Finnegan's Wake, and we got to do Thoreau. We got to get Thoreau out of the wood and see if we can straighten his ass out.
Right. What did you? Why did we get named? What did you mean by that sentence, Carolyn and Bob? Got named?
The quatrains that you are represented in Nostradamus' later works and wonders.
Well, we got quatrained. What's that got to do with Catherine and his restrictions he was under?
It didn't offend Catherine de Medici from your expression. Normally, you would be a threat to the crowning country, you see.
So he projected that we were doing something in the future.
Correct. So otherwise, you could very easily overcome Charles the First, and that wouldn't be good, Bob, so you'd be a threat.
Right.
And if Nostradamus couldn't neutralize you, then his goddamn head was going on a spit.
Okay. Okay, I had an interesting experience the other day. I'm walking along, and I bump into what I call Bob's swimming cult, a member, a person who started engaging me during the COVID, and he noticed me, and then we started talking. So I hadn't seen him for a couple weeks, so I wanted to prompt him to engage, ironed him a little bit, see what he's listening to. So to get his interest, I mentioned that the aliens are coming to meet me. And he immediately said this. He said, well, many years ago, I visited this place, a tourist place, and I was spending a few days there. And then one day, in the middle of the afternoon, I was sleeping. All of a sudden, I was awakened, and there was this orange glow at the foot of the bed, and there were two forms or figures floating in the glow. So he noticed that, and then on his left, a third figure comes out of the angle, 45-degree angle, and enters near the orange glow, but on the left of this male I'm talking to, and one of the forms in the orange glow comes out of the glow, grabs my friend's right arm, and the one that floated in from out there on the left grabbed his left arm. They lift him out of the bed. They moved him towards the orange glow, and then suddenly a solid block of something, maybe metallic, they pressed it up against his close to his stomach, his front of his torso, and it started pulsing, and he started pulsing, and that was it. Next thing he knows, he's waking up, and he's very, I think that was it. He didn't say this till later. So this pulsing was an experience he had. Then he wakes up, and he's really starving. So he gets up, and he goes down to the little market to buy some food, and the people say, no, we're closed. Well, why are you closed? It's Saturday. That meant he had slept from Wednesday to Saturday. And when he had gotten up out of bed to go down to the little town, he was floating. He couldn't contact gravity. So that was sort of like an image of what he saw the two forms doing in the orange glow. So he had this encounter, and I said, well, I understand the aliens will erase your experience of interacting with them. They didn't erase the first part. They erased 3 days. He said, yeah, maybe that's what happened. And he said, but I do know that they communicated to me with ESP. I could understand them. And I don't know what they were saying, but I could understand them in this ESP sense. So he lays this out, and I said, well, that's very interesting. And I said, when did this happen? He says, and I thought to myself, it'll be 22 years ago. He said, 99. I go, 99, 22, 20, 21. Oh, yeah, so I was right, 22 years ago. So then he said everything changed his life after that experience. He met his wife in Maui, came to Maui, met her, and then he had other good experiences. He had a son a few years later. So he's laying all this out. And I said, when did you meet your potential wife? And he said, 1992. And I said, well, wait a minute. You said it was 1999 when you had the encounter, and you meet her after. That has to be 2002, not 92. She thought for a second, oh, okay, I made a mistake. It was 1989, which is almost 33 years ago. So I then say, oh, 1989, I had a very similar experience. I had told about the Evergreens a little bit. I said, the Evergreens told me that I was the first to hear about a UFO contact that Gorbachev had, and that spread to 6 countries, started to investigate UFOs seriously from 89 on. And so I had a special relation to UFOs the same year you did. So now bringing him into my scene, and now I said, here it is, all these years passed, and you tell me this experience. I've never met someone who had a direct experience with an alien or a UFO or something and told me details about it. I consider this timely that you told me this just before I'm going to interact with them. So congratulations, and that's pretty neat. So then later I was telling Carolyn about this. I said, you know, the aliens picked this person in 89, because they could see that he would meet me 32, 31 years later and tell me the story, which would be appropriate for me to know, to meet an actual experiencer, they're called, abductees, the old word, to meet one just before I interact with the aliens. So it was very significant this happened yesterday. Do you agree, Ian, or was his experience totally diluted and had nothing to do with the UFO? Nothing to do with mine.
You're giving your little soliloquy, which is a bunch of words, it perfectly explains that there is only now. It's a big now. You see time as you see time as sequential. The only reason you see it as sequential is because you don't know any other way to make a reference point of reference. So to have this experience bump into your experience that lines up to your experience is included in the larger, bigger picture of the now. And that's why you can bring people back from the dead. That's why you can do all these kind of different details, in particular prognoses that you engage. So you're not going to do it. But everybody who hears this and go, well, that's kind of interesting. What's up with that? Watch The Gift. 3 seasons. It's not slow. You have to pay attention. But it's moving because it shows you how the 2 egg beaters line up at the station so that what Bob just babbled on about starts to make an incredible amount of sense in that
regard. No, I understand what you're saying. But did he have an experience?
Yeah, of course he did. And all that did is they bumped into a dream that was in the your environment position. He bumped into a dream that was in your environment position, which is nothing wrong with that. That's normal.
And it just happened, not 33 years ago. It's just happening. It's happening now, tomorrow. It's just happening, right? Without putting the linear span of 33 years.
Day before yesterday.
Yeah, and he had that so that he could tell me, and I would get a little familiarity with the alien contact, right? Is that the purpose for it?
And or apply it. See?
Right.
You could apply it. Everybody else is like, you numb nut stupid ass motherfucker. Go get you some lithium or some goddamn bullshit. Talking that crap. Ain't nobody listening to some joogie-joogie on your fucking bed and somebody else in your joogie-joogie bed moving on some your joogie-joogie shit. And this happened in 1989, 99, 2003. You know what the fuck you talking about? You trying to tell me how I'm supposed to have a xenocracy regarding this? Yeah, no, not so much. So only Bob could save the day.
Right. Now, he didn't.
Good save, Bob. Good save, Bob.
All right, thank you. So we then discussed how we both don't have cell phones. We don't carry phones around with us. And he's proud of that.
But
he says he has 3.
You should.
No, listen. He said he had 3 phones at home for his son and his wife. And he said when the EMP happens, I think is what he said, after the EMP, he'll have his phones. I don't know how they would work and what he's done with them, but he thinks they'll be available after the EMP and everybody else will have no phone.
No, that's deluded because he'll still have his phones, but there won't be any towers to share his signal. He will have his phones, but there won't be any towers to share to triangulate his signals.
Right. So right. Now, the point is we identified with the not having phones, and I accepted his EMP theory. And then he said, you know, when you have contact with the aliens, you might want to call me. he said, I'll talk to them for you.
Yeah. Send me an email before you go see the aliens, and I'll straighten it out for you. No, really, come on. Send me an email before you get there. We'll be good. Be sure and let me know first. That's right. Don't tell Karen. You send him an email.
He'll hightail it over there, and we'll make a TikTok of the thing.
Ooh, yeah, we can get some TikTok 3 minutes of bliss. Yeah, we can have Slim Whitman and Mars Attacks while their heads are exploding and their little skulls. Mars Attacks.
That's right. So I said, okay, I don't have my cell phone. I'm not carrying it. You write it down on a piece of paper, and next time I meet, you give me the piece of paper, and then I'll have your number ready to call them. And I'll call you and say, okay, I'm talking to them. What topics do I bring up? What do I say? I'm dumbfounded.
What you should say is when you see him again, say, no, I talked to my non-physical. My non-physical said, no, don't worry about it. We'll just have the alien come and abduct you and bring you to the meeting.
Yeah, I'll say that's what my dog physical said. Okay, he'll probably like that.
He'll be ready. We'll abduct you. So you may not remember it. Yeah. You're on the show. You may not remember it, but you'll be included in the program. It's good.
Yeah. And somewhere in there, I can find it. And you know, I won't be erased. I will remember. You know why? He goes, why? And I said, because I don't have a mind.
That's right.
He didn't know how to respond to that.
And then Bob says, oh, never mind. That's right.
Never mind. Never meant more than when Bob's life. Never mind. Okay. Is there something about magnetite crystals that are important? I saw a video.
But don't talk about it.
Right.
Yes, there are. But right. Don't talk about it because this is the obsidian issue, and then you have some new things that are that are coming from asteroids that we're going to use. So don't talk about that. It's not necessary. No, it helps nobody. It doesn't make any benefit to anybody. So it's no big deal.
Okay. So here's a particular. You reported that a 911. The aliens, and this is said, you know, almost 8 months or so ago, the aliens took advantage of the bombing of the Pentagon to sneak into the Pentagon and live in the first ring. Would that be the old aliens or the new aliens?
The old aliens.
Right.
The old aliens.
Right, because the new ones aren't here yet, really. They're sort of around, but they wouldn't make it so visible. They're not around? Would you say they haven't arrived yet? They seem to know what's going on, though.
Say it a different way.
They heard me. They heard me, and the old aliens heard Hitler on the radio, but the new aliens heard me in the 80s and 90s on the radio, correct? Or was it the old aliens?
Of course, that's radio. No. Don't confuse it. You're mixing them up potentially. Don't do that. It's not necessary. The old aliens.
Well, who heard
the aliens? The old aliens. Well, there's no time, so the old aliens might have. The new aliens might have heard the old aliens' version of CKLN, and they got here. They're not here yet, but they're on the way. But they could have heard you. When you were talking about the turning taxes and the Otto von Habsburg and that bullshit, that didn't mean they're the old aliens. They're from the new aliens, repose. So you can't say it like that. So the answer is yes, okay, certainly, okay, why not?
Right. So part of this big now is that John of Patmos is just writing his stuff about in Revelation right now. Or he hasn't done it yet.
Well, coming.
So, okay. So, if the Bible is about us and I and them, and this period of Trump, the Trump era, that, with no time it considered, that happened before the Garden of Eden, one could say. But you don't even need
or
to say that.
Or even tomorrow.
Right.
The Garden
right,
of Eden could be
yet.
Tomorrow.
So that's where prepositions are explaining. That's the state of the fallen man. If you have prepositions, you have segments. You have past, present, future. You have above, below. And those things, visual dimensions, aren't real.
Yeah.
So prepositions is
sort of
a mistake.
That's what's going to happen when they start explaining the Champlain Towers, Bob.
What towers are they?
Champlain Towers, they fail.
The Florida thing. Yeah, the one in the news today. Yes, okay. Yeah. All right, I get that. So the next point, if two-thirds of the world die, and I did ask you this last week but in the private session, but I didn't present it clear enough or something, stark enough. Two-thirds are going to die. Sure. That's a mass suicide. That's people who want to die. And I asked you, why do people want to have this suicide? You said, well, they're kind of depressed. There's nothing happening. Now, that would be the digital effect we're talking about, the digital numbing
of
everybody.
No, don't say digital, say digitized. Because digital is the building. Say digitized because a digital thing you can leave alone. But if you've been, if I have a digital image of myself, that's fine. You can avoid that. But if you say I've been digitized, then everybody can see it.
Right.
Yeah. That was good. You did good there, Bob. You're good. You know, you've been practicing. Your elocution has gotten so much better, Bob. You're really doing good. If you keep going, we're going to move up to adverbs. We're going to move up to adverbs soon.
And it makes you weep, doesn't it? I think it does a little bit.
We come in our pennies just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not much.
Okay. All right. So this is something was drawn to my attention. There's a guy who made this theory. It's called the Electric Universe Theory. And I want to run through some basic points in it and then see what you would add or dismiss, whatever. So he says, in a little summary in the introduction, the Electric Universe Theory highlights the importance of electricity throughout the universe. It is based on the recognition of existing natural electrical phenomena, in brackets, lightning or St. Elmo's fire. So it's based on the recognition of existing natural electrical phenomena, such as lightning, and the known properties of plasmas. He has in brackets ionized gases.
Plasma fields. We say plasma fields because it has to be plasma fields because he can't just have rampant plasma, otherwise he'd be consumed. So you have to say plasma field or plasmatic repose. We like that. But yeah, okay, what about it? Same.
And the known properties of plasma.
Motherfucker, saying they almost fine. The motherfucker has no clue what the hell he's talking about. All right, go ahead.
What'd you say? Almost what? Expired?
St. Elmo's fire, which is what you just said. St. Elmo's fire for the very idea. The motherfucker has no idea what the hell he's talking about. St. Elmo's fire.
Okay. And the known properties of plasmas, in brackets, ionized gases. Gases in quotes.
Yeah.
Then he says...
Positively charged gases that have no amperage. That's what he needs to say. But he didn't say that, so go ahead.
So it's based on the recognition of existing natural electrical phenomena and the known properties of plasmas, which make up 99.9999% of the visible universe and react strongly to electromagnetic fields. I assume that's totally erroneous. Or is it?
Well, it's not erroneous. It's just based on every wrong perception you can engage. It's like taking Newtonian physics and proving that apples grow on trees.
So it does not make up. That electricity does not make up almost 100% of the visible universe and does not react strongly to electricity.
Because it's not 100% positively charged. If it were 100% positively charged ions, you wouldn't be able to maintain life in this realm or world. It would be too hot. It would be too hot. It would be too hot for you. The molecular structure of your body would explode. The same thing if you hey Bob and say here you go. Because of his words, it would be very significant if you tried to dry a wet cat off in a microwave oven. Would be the same effect.
Okay. All right, good. Then he says,
now,
much of the material...
It's hard to wet a cat, but it's real easy to get a cat in a microwave oven and push the button, and it will dry them, but it'll explode them, but it'll dry them. Yep, it'll do that.
Okay, much of the material considered by the Electric Universe Theory, I guess, is peer-reviewed, so I guess he's written papers, but not all, and not all of the material. Then he has three blocks, terrestrial electricity, electricity in space, and plasma importance. Under terrestrial electricity, he says, terrestrial electricity is often seen in atmospheric electricity, such as lightning in the aurora, and also appears in St. Elmo's fire. And you've done that. And upper atmosphere phenomena such as red sprites, blue jets, elves, and tigers. It is estimated to be over 8 million lightning strikes per day. 8 million lightning strikes per day, each carrying an average of 30,000 amps. That's all bullshit, right?
They don't gauge electricity in amps. They gauge electricity, lightning strikes in joules. Stupid motherfucker, in joules. They're not in amps. Electricity doesn't carry amps. It carries watts. Amps are when they're grounded. Electricity, even positive lightning strikes, are not grounded till they hit the ground. So that light cloud to ground lightning isn't grounded. That's what caused it to be positive. So it's registered in joules, not in amps, for Pete's sake.
Very good. That was under the category terrestrial electricity. Now, electricity in space. Electricity is common throughout the universe. Do you accept that sentence?
Nope.
Electricity
is common. It most certainly is not. Because without an electromagnetic field, there's no way to gauge an electrical impulse. Without an electromagnetic field, there's no way to gauge an electrical impulse.
So the electromagnetic field is common throughout the universe.
Well, no. There is no electromagnetic field in the universe. So therefore, there's no energy in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the universe includes non-physical, which is not electric?
Sorry, I don't...
Are you still there?
Say it again.
What did I just say? Electricity is not non-physical. Non-physical does not have electricity in it. And that's part of the universe.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah. He's leaving that out. Okay.
That's right. But he's not even acknowledging that there is a non-physical. He didn't leave it out. He didn't include it. He didn't leave it out.
Right.
He didn't include it. He left that out of his whole thing.
And the non-physical for fallen man is the most prominent force field or factor in perception for those that think they're in the 3D world than anything else. For little man, the non-physical is more influential.
Yeah, we're gonna say empirically yes, but if you start parsing it down to the lowest common denominator, yes, you're gonna find some wiggle thing that Suzanne's gonna have a little gizgasm over. So we yield to that performa.
All right, that's Suzanne in Texas. With the
Dallas.
San Antonio. That's right. And her mother is hearing voices.
Yeah. So do we.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Okay, listen to this. Electricity is common throughout the universe. That's not true, but he says generated by all cosmic plasma as it moves through magnetic fields. I assume that's not accurate.
If there were magnetic fields, but there are no magnetic fields outside of the geometric strain. There's not much like regular magnetism. There's not regular magnetism in, say, space. There's no magnetism in space. There's no magnetic field to cause it. Gravity.
Right. Peer-reviewed papers describe electricity in the sun and associate it with the interplanetary medium or solar wind, planets and their satellites, comets in interstellar space, other stars in intergalactic space. So that's what he means by, what's his category, electricity in space. It's associated with the sun, the interplanetary medium of solar wind, planets and their satellites, comets in interstellar space, other stars in intergalactic space. Is there another substance throughout outer space, the way he's describing than electricity?
No.
Electricity is not throughout the universe.
No, of course not.
Hmm. Okay. His third category is plasma. And somebody read this theory and said, I think ion is a kind of plasma. they adapted his definition of plasma to you. So let me just read that section, plasma importance.
Okay.
99.9999% of the visible universe is a plasma. So I'll click on that word. What does he say plasma is? The plasma universe is a term coined by Nobel laureate Hannes Elfven to highlight the importance of plasma throughout the universe. See how much you think you know about cosmic plasma below, and then check out our articles, blah, blah, blah. This site merely. Okay, so is there, you say plasma fields. He's got the wrong word, but is he on to something that you accept?
No. No, not at all. He's trying to validate electricity as a plasma field in the universe or in space. And that's just not the case.
Okay, so just here's what he says, and we know it's not the case. He says 99.99% of the visible universe is a plasma, and all moving plasmas produce their own magnetic field and electric currents. Now, there are plasmas, but they don't do this that he's stating, correct?
Correct. That's exactly right.
For example, he says, the sun and stars produce current loops in solar flares, and currents flow thought extragalactic jets spanning many parsecs. <That's nothing. laughs> Current flow thought.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson. Stuff and cats. Yeah, that's nice. It was some pretty words, though. We like the words. Okay, what else you got, Bob? We're winding up.
Yeah, so that guy was Wal Thornhill. That's the name of the theoretician. Wal Thornhill.
Theoretician. Theoretician. That's the best word you've said all day. Theoretician. You like that? Theoretician.
Okay, very
good. What does it mean? Theoretician. That's beautiful.
Means he's not living in the present. He's engaging in
real mirror. Now hell's bells. Now we own something. Maybe it's all right. Okay.
Okay. That was Wal Thornhill. The Harvard guy that was listening to us and then mocking me or agreeing with me, how did that guy hear about us? I'm curious about how people find out about us. Why would a Harvard professor even take us seriously?
Well, because everything's taking you serious, Bob, because nothing is serious. Nothing is taken
serious. We're the
serious
only serious.
Anymore, everything is serious and nothing is serious. So when nothing is serious, then you become the only game in town.
Yeah, because we're a little more serious than most people in our program.
Bob, you
agenda.
Are ridiculous in every way possible, but if you look at the whole thing, the meme today is, why can't Britney Spears get pregnant?
And we talk a little higher than that, in a way. Oh, we do.
Well,
low
some days, we didn't used to.
Yeah.
We didn't used to. We talked about Oprah Winfrey's orgasms at one time, but I guess we've arrived beyond that big picture now. Maybe Sadie, I'm not quite sure, but you know how it
goes. Well, why would this Harvard professor have time to even engage us? What makes
he got
him
nothing else going on? They have nothing else going on.
Nothing else going on.
Cancel culture has reduced them to nothingness. Literally.
Right. Now, back in 2010,
literally,
there was a. I get that. Back in 2010, a regular poster on the chat line, he never called in, but he presented himself as a kind of a scientist. And he would say every scientific explanation that Ion uttered, he'd say, that's bullshit, that's backwards, that's wrong. So he was throwing his expertise at us. Now, eventually, when Ion didn't come back in the end of 2011, he disappeared. He said, well, Bob's now the host. Bob's doing the talking, and Bob ain't funny. Anyways, that's 10 years ago. Did that guy ever come back and is actually secretly listening to us and surprised at where we ended up and the kind of details, scientific details we discussed?
Yes, most certainly. Yeah, it still is now.
So he's not so dismissive now, right?
No, because everything has been dismissed now.
Yeah. So he's looking for something to
be different. See, you've undone all the hypotheses now.
Right, and he wants to be different as an academic, so we're the only ones who are not undone. So he'll listen to
correct.
Us because we're different.
You're the last. Yeah, he doesn't like what you have to say, but you are indeed the last man standing.
I am the designated survivor.
Oh, my God! No, say it's not
no?
true. No? Say it's not true. Yeah,
okay.
It is. But just say it's not true, though. It's a good day.
All right, the next thing. Right. Next
it's a good day to die, Bob. It's a good day to die.
The Black Death virus, you're calling the Delta virus. You're saying it's here.
Uh-huh.
How many people have died?
We call it the D-cell.
The D-cell. How many people have died in North America from the Delta virus as of today?
Many.
Millions?
Many.
Yeah, but is that millions?
We don't want to say because we're not going to say that because we don't cause panic indiscreet.
Okay, so many are dying, and it's either not being noticed or it's not being reported intentionally.
It's being noticed. They're chatting about it, but they ain't saying it's just not making lamestream news. That's no problem.